Dalhousie University held a panel discussion that took place Tuesday afternoon with members from the Access Now Nova Scotia Coalition for World Contraception Day. Dr. Christine Sunyer, Natasha Hines, and Tara Downey discussed how free contraception is a human right and that the provincial government should provide no-cost prescription contraception for all Nova Scotians.
Implementing universal contraception not only acknowledges this as a human rights issue, but it is also a fiscally responsible policy. Luckily, the clinic in which I work does receive financial donations, and we are able to provide IUDs and contraceptive implants to patients who, with or without coverage, cannot afford the cost of these devices. We see firsthand how removing costs as a barrier will allow patients to exercise bodily autonomy and make important decisions around their reproductive journey. Also, outside of its primary use of preventing pregnancy, contraception can help users in other ways, such as preventing menstruation. Prevention of menstruation is a form of gender-affirming care, it reduces anemia associated with heavy periods, and it can reduce pain caused by endometriosis. Access to contraception can help people live healthy, full, and empowered lives. This is something that we should want for all Nova Scotians.
British Columbia made contraception free on April 1st, which the BC government expects will save the province $95 million annually. Dr. Sunyer discussed how Nova Scotia can also reduce their public expenditures in healthcare and invest those savings in alternative ways.
The most cost-effective solution for government to make. The investment would see savings elsewhere in healthcare and social spending. Universal programs, those not based on means tests, require less administration and less paperwork for those administering, but less paperwork for those who would like to access. This means less cost. Barrier-free contraceptive access and choice has been shown to increase consistent contraceptive use and thus decrease unplanned pregnancies and the cost associated with them. That $320 million direct cost was the one that's done Canada-wide. Those costs are around the cost of abortion, prenatal care, delivery of unplanned pregnancies, cost of miscarriage and ectopic pregnancy. There are also the social costs associated with unintended births. One analysis shows that the investment could be anywhere from a savings of $11 for every dollar invested or up to $90. The bottom line is that this investment will yield a significant return in reduced public expenditure beyond the costs. And those savings, we can invest in alternative ways.
The panel shared a QR code to an open letter on universal contraception in Nova Scotia that also provided guests of the panel a link to find their MLA in order to send these open letters to members of government. Sue LeBlanc, MLA for Dartmouth North and health spokesperson for the NDP, said writing to MLAs helps show that Nova Scotians want this change.
Really the focus should be those government MLAs, the Conservatives and then the Liberals who are in the official opposition, so that they see that, you know, everyday Nova Scotians want this change and want this expenditure, which, as Christine has pointed out, is pennies for a huge return on the investment.